Welcome back, Chunkies. Talking about the breaking news. Mayor Bowser and the owner of the Commanders, Josh Harris, are going to have a joint press conference at 11 o'clock. But Mayor Bowser, from her official account, tweeted the announcement that the Commanders are going to be returning to the RFK site. They actually put together a video, which Joe Theismann narrates.
I can still hear the crowds. When I first stepped into RFK Stadium, I knew I'd found a home. The roar of the fans, the energy of the city, united as one, was unlike anything I'd ever experienced. RFK Stadium was the stage for the world's greatest in sports, culture, and entertainment, all in the heart of our nation's capital. It's time to revive that legacy. Let's bring the Commanders home. A new stadium will serve as the anchor for the RFK site, unlocking new opportunities for generations to come. This means new housing, new restaurants, retail, and public spaces are all possible. The stadium development will create new access to the Anacostia waterfront while preserving some of our city's treasures. A world-class city deserves a world-class stadium. Uniting a sea of burgundy and gold. Something that unites us in our pride for the district. The time is now. Let's bring Washington back to D.C.
There you go.
Pick the perfect guy to narrate that, and Joe Theismann.
It's official,
Kicks. Perfect choice.
Reviving the legacy. How do you feel about it? We want to hear from you. 800-636. We can't say that? Sorry. What we do know is there's probably going to be a dome.
Well, I mean, they've said that they want to have Final Fours and all that stuff. So I think it's definitely going to
be a dome.
Yeah, you can't have Final Four outdoors.
Yeah,
certainly
Final
can't.
Final Fours, Olympics, Super Bowls.
Yeah, they want to have
so many opportunities for them.
They want to have so many events there. So yeah,
and look, Josh Harris and some of the other owners, they're of the age group where this is what they were reared on. This is what they grew up with. They grew up with the Commanders, or then Redskins, being in D.C. And the trend, like in the last 10 or 15 years, is teams aren't moving out to the suburbs anymore. That's what happened in like the late 90s, early 2000s. You look at almost all of the newer stadiums that are being built and where these teams are gravitating to, it's down into the city. SoFi in L.A., Ford Field in the heart of Detroit. Allegiant Stadium, not so sure about Vegas, a little bit on the outskirts. But the trend is you go actually into the city boundaries. You're not looking for
Mercedes
that big
Benz
tract
Stadium.
Of land 20 or 30 minutes outside of the city.
Yeah.
Like, those days are pretty much done.
I think that's the preference. Didn't Golden State build their stadium outside of San Francisco?
Not sure about Golden State.
They might have.
Can't speak to
it's
that.
It's basketball.
They might have.
It's
San different. Francisco did.
Well,
too,
Niners. Yeah. Niners definitely did.
Yeah.
But look, it's great. It harkens back to a lot of nostalgia, obviously, the greatest era for this organization. But it's going to be different.
Like it's a huge feather in the cap for Josh Harris. It really is.
I don't think
he walks on water. I'm with you, EB.
Yeah.
Like, it's great that the team has gotten good again. I put that mostly on Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn more than Josh Harris, but he's done everything as an owner.
But he hired Dan.
Yes. He's done everything as an owner so far, so good.
Yep.
But this is a huge feather.
It's a home run. It's a home run. But, you know, and it's a great deal for Mayor Bowser. I mean, they're going to front, it seems like, most of the money. Fans will pay for it. I do have some misgivings about it. I am sorry. I'm stuck on the tailgate issue. I'm sure there'll be some limited tailgating, but I am having a hard time getting past it. I think that's a big part of going to football games. But okay, well, I'm sure they'll find ways to work around it.
I think it's a relatively small concession to make to be back where you want the team to be.
I guess.
The ownership clearly wants them there. They want to be in D.C.
They do. They don't care about it. But I think for the fan experience, now, by the same token, the fan experience is going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a different crowd. Not going to be the old blue-collar crowd at RFK.
Tailgating just for not. 3.5 hours.
It's just not. It's going to be a different vibe.
Yeah. Hope you like spending money in stadium bars.
I'm not trying to poo-poo it. I think it's great. I'm happy for everyone.
You already do. You act like people don't spend money. I mean, going to a football game in particular, expensive.
Well, yeah, this will be as expensive as any game you could go to anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
It just has to be. To finance it, it's just going to have to be.
Not everybody spends pre-games in bars, JP. A lot of people pre-game in the parking lot. You bring your own stuff.
Yeah,
I think it's a lot cheaper than just going into bars and waiting in line and spending $15 drinks.
It's just fun. I just think it's a big part of
this ownership group is smart. I think they're going to find a way to appease the tailgaters. Now, it may not be on the level that it was at FedEx Field.
I'm sure there'll be some limited.
But asphalt, as far as the eye can see. You're not going to have that. This is a smaller footprint, obviously.
Right.
But I'm gonna go out on a limb, say there's going to be a place for people to tailgate.
Sure, there'll
be
a limited spot.
You're going to be able to tailgate,
limited.
Maybe in a limited capacity.
Yeah, I think there has to be. And people are going to do what they want to do anyway. But you can't go in a parking garage and bring out tailgate Ted's big grill.
That's going to be a problem because then you'd light the whole place on fire.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
Right. But it's cool. But it's going to be different. It's going to be a dome. It's not going to be the old rockin' fest. Hopefully it's loud. I'm sure it will be. It'll be exciting. It'll be new. I don't know what kind of just like perks of it. Like, I don't know. I can't wait to see what makes it special.
I know some of the old purists are going to be like, I don't want a dome. I want the weather to play a factor. Well, I went to a game there in December when RG3 was here against mm-hmm. Philly. I've never been colder.
Yeah.
I would have so welcomed a dome over top of FedEx Field at that point. Didn't have it then.
No, but like you said, in September, October, early November,
right.
Fall weather, it's perfect. It can be.
If it's retractable, which it probably is not going to be.
Yeah. But if you want to host a Super Bowl, you want to host Final Fours,
right.
You want to host huge concert events,
I think it's great. I think the dome is great. It's just going to be different. That's all. I think the dome is great.
There still is a hurdle. The D.C. Council has to approve it.
What would they not like about it? They're fronting the vast majority of the money.
According to some of these news stories, D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson decried the mayor's unilateral approach in negotiating with the team. In part because the council has to give final approval over any stadium deal, and he's opposed the use of taxpayer money for the stadium.
Doesn't seem like there's very much at all. $2.7 billion investment from the owners.
I'm guessing they will pass it.
Yeah, I think so. All right, let's bang out some of these calls.
Although we kind of learned in retrospect that Nats Park was passed 5-4.
Mm. All right, let's go to Andre in Temple Hills. Andre, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Junks. How you doing?
Hey doing Andre. Great. What do you think?
Hey, I'm a big
play the music.
I'm
Kate.
A big fan. Huge fan. Love the Commanders. Love the Skins all day long. But I never experienced the RFK Day, so I don't know what it's like. What I have experienced is being outside a FedEx Field or whatever you call it now,
mm-hmm.
during tailgating season, tailgating, having fun with my friends, drinking, barbecuing, all the good stuff. I enjoy the games out in the cold, 20 degrees weather, raining, snowing. I love all that stuff. So I'm happy it might be back in D.C., but to me, keep it real set, just because I like the fact that we can tailgate, we can enjoy the elements, a good old football game.
Right. That's going to be different. It's definitely going to be a different experience.
It's a win for D.C., a loss for Prince George's County.
Yeah, Prince George's County is doing fine.
I know, but it's still a loss.
You know what, to be honest with you, D.C. probably needs it more than PG County does, to be honest. PG County is doing just fine. Let's go to John in Manassas. John, what's up?
Good morning, boys.
Hey, what's up, John? Good morning.
Real quick. Good morning. Real quick. EB, I'm with you. I was a Lot 7 guy, longtime fan. I went to the very last game at RFK against Dallas. Lots of tailgate parties. And I tailgated in Buffalo. I've tailgated mm-hmm. up with friends in Green Bay before. But, buddy, I think we got to move on. I think we're clinging on to a memory. And to pay for this $3 billion stadium, they're going to have to do a lot of events. The open air has got to go. It's just, I hate to say it, but I think we're clinging on to the past, and we got to move forward.
No, I think I'm fine with the dome. I think it's great. I'm lamenting the tailgate experience, which I think is part of going to a football game. That's all. That's really my only beef, and that, you know, these things are just getting really, really cost prohibitive, I think, for the vast majority of people, and I just think you're going to have a different crowd. But it's okay. I think it's great. It's going to be in D.C.
Haven't
DC
they pointed to the Minnesota Vikings stadium? And though there may not be a massive lot with the massive amount of tailgaters, they've figured out a way to do it.
I'm sure there will be something. I'm sure there'll be something. I'm sure. But I don't know how many people
that can
accommodate.
Yeah, I can't imagine there's a massive tailgating spot around SoFi. Or is there?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't been there. There seems to be a decent amount of open-air parking. I was just there in Atlanta around the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But who knows? All right, let's go to tailgate Ted. I know he obviously is a huge tailgate guy. That's his whole MO. Case.
He's a big pickleball guy, too. Congrats to tailgate Ted. I saw you got a silver medal or something.
Nice. Congrats. Hey, tailgate, what's up?
What's going on, boys? I appreciate that, JP. I'm torn on this, guys, right? A D.C. resident, just drove past RFK. I'm happy for the money it's going to bring to the city. But just as a diehard fan of this team, I'm worried about how much it's going to cost the fans to even get in that stadium, how much it's going to cost the current season ticket holders to afford a PSL, knowing that the Harris ownership group is fronting all this money. They're going to want to back. So what's my seat going to cost? What's everyone's seat going to cost to actually get that seat licensed, not even counting the ticket, right? They have the Tunnel Club right now at Northwest Stadium. It's $15,000 just for a pass that doesn't even get you a ticket. So what's it going to cost us at RFK 2.0, let alone the whole tailgating thing that you keep bringing up, EB? And thank you for being the voice of us that are concerned about it.
Well, I mean, I just think it's just a football thing. I think it's something that people love doing when they go to football games. Big part of
tailgate, Eric.
I'm not trying to speak for all tailgaters. Yeah. I'm just saying it's something I enjoy doing.
You have a lifetime pass at Ted's tailgate.
Oh, yeah. Free admission. Yeah, you're in.
All right. So I'm sure they'll carve out a spot for you somehow, some way, Ted. But I don't think the vast majority will be able to participate.
I think they might have a tailgate area that has a shuttle bus.
Yeah,
and you tailgate, and then you end up having to leave and take the shuttle bus to the game.
Yeah. If you are dead set on tailgating for a game, I think you're going to be able to figure it out. That's at least what I think.
Yeah, and maybe you just do a tailgate that doesn't involve cooking. Maybe you make sandwiches. I'll still drink. You can drink anywhere.
Oh yeah,
you can just sit in your car.
I mean, let's be honest.
Put chairs
down
and drink.
Is the one seed with tailgating.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's the most important thing.
You can deal with any sort of food as long as you've got
If tailgating for games is very important to you, you will figure it out.
Yep, you'll find a way.
Nature finds
a way somehow. Yes.
Okay, that's fair. I don't know how you're going to find a way around the cost of going to the game. But
the cost of going to the game is different than finding a parking space where you can bring out your Weber.
It's true. It's true.
And I'm sure they'll have spaces for tailgaters. It won't be like it was at Northwest Bank,
right?
Or Northwest Stadium. Right. But there'll be spots, but you might have to pay for them.
I will say this. I do think that the name thing has never been deader. It's never been deader than it is
so
right now.
So dead.
Right.
You're joking.
I'm a flag waver for changing the name. Obviously, with stadium news, it takes a further back seat at this point.
Yeah.
But I still have to cling on to hope at some point.
All right, but if you had to give me a percentage in terms of the likelihood of them changing the name from
by
Commanders.
When? By when?
By before you
2035.
Die.
Before I die.
I'll give you till 2035. 10 years.
I mean, as long as they're in the new stadium by 2035, I think there's still a grasp.
So give me a percentage.
25%?
All right.
No way.
Way off of what he used to think. He used to think it was like 80%.
He doesn't believe it's
25%. I mean, I've softened up my stance a little bit.
He's saying 25%, but he knows.
I will be vindicated one day.
I mean,
one day.
Did you hear Adam one Peters day. Talking about, you know, the way
you're
that he's like, you're a commander.
Oh, my
God.
They've completely embraced it.
It's the commander called
towing the company line, JP.
Look, I love the team, but I can acknowledge the name blows. I love the team.
Thank you.
The name's brutal.
Of course.
But
you know that.
But it's not going anywhere.
And it's not going anywhere.
Not
yet. Cakes, you know it. 25%.
We're getting sidetracked. That's another
still,
issue.
Even if you look at a lot of the comments in the video posted, a lot of them are about the name. And,
right.
And it's the perfect time to change the name
now.
People
just aren't all in because they don't feel the connection.
You know what?
Still.
Yeah. Kevin Sheehan and I are going to go down swinging on this one. We're just throwing haymakers.
Right.
Now, they may not be connecting with anything, but we're still swinging.
Rick, what's up, man? You're over the Junkies.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, good. Rick? What's up?
All right. Well, I'm for the stadium. Of course, naturally, I'm an old guy way deep into his 70s now.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at it as that the mayor is going to have to do a whole lot of licking toes.
Okay, because?
Certainly because now Trump has said on TV many times that he likes the mayor. He says she's a nice lady, but she has not done a great job, he feels, in managing the city.
Mm-hmm. What does that have to do with this?
They're not in, the Republicans control both houses. They do. The budget comes under the federal government. Even though people like to think that the Washington controls everything, and even more so now that we got a Republican Congress and you got a Republican House.
I don't think anybody's going
to
stand in
the way. But this is going to be down to the city council, really.
I don't see any Republican congressman standing in the way of this.
This is going to come down to if it's going to get stopped, it's going to be because of the city council.
And I don't even
Not because of Congress.
I don't know what their beef would be. I honestly don't know if you're a city councilman. What
well, their
would
beef,
beef
would be using public funds, even though the majority of it's coming from the private ownership.
It seems like
they're
going to
push back
number.
Against
$500 million, right?
Yes. I guess.
That's a lot of money.
I guess.
I think it's close to $600 million.
Maybe it's close to six.
What did they give the caps? What did they give Ted?
$550 million,
I think.
They approved
that neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to approve it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, we can just get $500 million here, $500 million there.
I mean, it's all a sham anyway.
It's definitely part of it. It says right here in the Fox story, the city faces financial challenges, including a $1 billion budget shortfall and hiring freezes. Questions remain about potential program cuts as Congress, particularly the House, has yet to address the legislative error contributing to the shortfall.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe maybe you guys are right. I just find it hard to believe that they won't be able to cross the finish line on this.
You kind of felt that way when Ted was making the announcement in Alexandria too?
I don't know. That whole thing just took me aback.
What did Rick Snyder say 2 weeks ago? He'll believe it when the shovel's in the dirt.
Yep.
Yeah.
When you start demoing the old RFK.
Well, I want to say officially.
Well, maybe they're close.
So you know. Just so you know, for the record, I'm putting all my chips in on DC pulling it off. Just so you know.
Yeah, but you probably would have put your chips on Alexandria retaining the Caps and Wizards.
I don't know. I don't know if I would have. There seemed to be a lot more complaints about the traffic flow and that loud minority of folks that live in that neighborhood.
You're right.
Those dudes were pretty powerful. Remember we had the guy on from that neighborhood? That guy wasn't fazed at all about their dumb press conference. He wasn't fazed at all.
800-636-1067 is the number. Talking about the huge news. Commanders are going to announce a deal for a new stadium at the RFK site. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Chuckies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Talking about the breaking news. D.C., the Commanders plan to announce a deal for a new stadium at RFK. Mayor Bowser already tweeted out a message at 11 o'clock. There's expected to be a joint news conference with Mayor Bowser and Josh Harris announcing this deal, bringing back the team to D.C., at the RFK site. This whole talk started during the Snyder era. Going as far back as 2008 is when they started talking about bringing the team back to D.C.
Just about 10 years after they opened FedEx Field, they were ready to ditch it.
Well, probably too, because Snyder was new owner, wanted his imprint. But whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
The discussion was, hey, bring him back to D.C. We miss being in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a huge win for the mayor, a huge feather in the cap for Josh Harris. And I think ultimately the fans are going to love it. I think that there are some, like you, that are going to worry about the tailgating aspect and maybe worry about the ticket cost going so up, so maybe less blue collar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no matter what stadium, what the stadium looks like, no matter where the stadium is, if the team is winning, the place will be great. So what I would hope is, you know, Drab pointed to what they have in Seattle with the architecture and the sound. I think they're going to have all those modern advantages. You're going to have better sound system, better video boards, everything out there. Like when I went to LA and I went to the UFC fight, and I went into Steve Ballmer's place, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. And like, I have no problem. Like, I think when I go to Capital One, it's great. But then I went there, I was like, whoa, next level. So I think you're going to have next level, and I think there will be excitement. I want to hear from you, though. Are you excited for the new stadium, that you're going to have a dome? We don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but it's likely to be a dome, that it may be smaller. You know, some of these stadiums are huge.
Because
it's
definitely
going to be smaller than like the FedEx Field imprint. Like,
they initially
held over like 90,000 people. Like, it was way too big. Mm-hmm. And we obviously saw them take seats out and reduce the
What are they saying? 65,000 roughly?
I think 65 to 70,000 seems to be like the sweet spot for capacity.
With the clear roof.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, and then what scares you? Now, we took calls on this a couple weeks ago. Some people are scared about the traffic mess and
I think
who
the
knows?
Cost prohibitiveness of it scares me, and it will be a day to go to a game. Like, you're just gonna have to just bank on traffic.
Yeah, just carve that out.
But
so you drive by RFK every day, right?
Every single day. The traffic stinks. I mean, on a weekday, it stinks.
I mean,
it's
terrible. Can't even fathom.
Look, any football stadium, we're going to pack 70,000 people.
It's going to be crowded. People,
you're going to have problems getting in and out of the stadium.
It's going to be part of the deal. But I am excited to have an ultra modern, you know, arguably, as far as I know, has anybody spent more than $2.7 billion on a stadium yet? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, SoFi costs $5
billion. Wow.
But again, that's real estate.
Yeah.
That's also why the Commander Stadium is going to cost more than the Bill Stadium.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
It's pricier real estate.
Well,
in DC
I'm
Buffalo.
Excited to have a stadium where they're going to spend that kind of money, and I assume it's going to be something like a Marvel, like a modern Marvel, that we're going to drive by it, and it's just going
to it's something you can be proud of as a Commanders fan, instead of like we have to trek out to FedEx Field that's falling apart.
Look, I'm excited about that.
Your most expensive stadiums, SoFi, came in at $5.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Kroenke Sports and Entertainment Group spent a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
Yankee Stadium, $2.3 billion.
So it would be the second most.
They broke ground in 2006, 2009, right? Intuit Dome, which is Steve Ballmer.
That was $2 billion.
$2 billion.
So it sounds like we would be the second most expensive stadium.
Yes.
Sounds
the next most expensive
$3 billion.
Football stadium is Allegiant Stadium, Vegas. Broke ground 2017, open 2020, $1.9 billion.
I've been by there a million times. Every time I go by there, it's impressive.
MetLife comes in next, and then Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And so the timeline for almost all these stadiums is basically 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
So for Rick Snyder, who says, I'm not going to believe it until they break ground, they're going to have to break ground by 2027.
Well, they're going to have to get rid of the original standing RFK, which you can't, like, from what the reports are, you can't just go in there with a wrecking ball, because then you're going to have asbestos flying all over the place. You got to, like, remove it, like, section by section.
Right.
Like, it's going to be a long
and
drawn-out
process.
Well,
they probably got 2 years to do that, and then, like you said, by 27, you start building the new one.
I mean, if I were Josh Harris, I would have the heavy machinery outside of RFK in 20 minutes.
Can you build a glass dome over
a
RFK, and then you do the wrecking ball so the asbestos is contained in
the
glass dome?
I don't hate the concept, but I think that's going to be pretty difficult.
You
to
know, like
off.
The glass dome like from Truman Show?
Yeah. Just get a big tent.
just get a rental wedding tent.
Yeah.
So something I was talking to Chris Russell about a couple weeks ago when this report first came out that this could be happening is the height limit of stadiums.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, as you know, DC buildings have a height limit,
right,
which
mm-hmm.
is 130 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Modern NFL domes average 273 feet high.
Ooh, that's mm-hmm. more than double.
But SoFi, if you guys remember, is mostly underground. It's three quarters underground. It's only 100 feet high off the ground. So that could be a vision that they have at RFK as well.
Okay.
All right. It works.
Or they just carve out an exception on the rule based on where the airplanes are flying.
I mean, you better call this utility before you dig that hole. Thanks, Albies.
I know you guys think that I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I want to bring back the moat. If they can incorporate the moat.
You want one of Bruce Allen's brainstorms?
I don't care that it's Bruce. I like lazy rivers.
We're going to have a moat.
Hey, that could solve tailgate problems.
Yeah, we just
a
hang
lazy
out.
River tailgate. I like that.
No, boats. Like you're at Baylor.
Boats and moats. Oh man,
you have a huge party barge on the moat. I'm serious. Okay. That solves tailgating problems.
Hey, listen, I just want to incorporate a lazy river around the stadium.
EB had a lazy river at my hotel in Myrtle Beach.
Really?
There's nothing better than a lazy river.
And I hung out last time we were at Myrtle Beach. We're hanging out at the lazy river.
I love lazy
it's
rivers.
A great time.
So I want to just. I'll lobby the Harris Group. It's okay. You can. It's going to cost us all everything. It's going to be in traffic.
Josh Harris,
but can you incorporate the lazy river idea?
Turn the Anacostia into a lazy river.
I will shelve that for now, along with the team name. Lazy River team name.
Right.
Same priority.
But again, I said at the top of the show, I do share, maybe you guys are kind of wired similarly, that I love going by and seeing stadiums. I mean, I just get a kick out
of
it. So I'm excited for what it's going to do for the city, for the extra business and kind of revitalizing that area, which feels kind of down. I think that's great.
It's definitely huge. I when we talked about this a couple weeks ago, I said what happened here at Nats Park. Nobody probably could have envisioned that 20 years ago. Okay, you could say, oh, maybe
planned it. That they did. That's what they wanted. This is what they envisioned. This is what they envisioned. It just took a while to do it.
It's hard to see, to know that you're going to end up with that many restaurants and that many hotels.
Well, I'm telling you, that was the plan. And that is the plan for that site. I don't think it's as big.
I pointed out earlier, Mayor Bowser, kind of as a precursor to this announcement, yesterday, from her account, tweeted, in 2006, D.C. made a bold investment of $611 million to build a new stadium on a vacant lot. Today, that neighborhood has over 85 restaurants, 6,500 residences, and 5 hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the hope of what will happen there as well.
Of course.
No, I'm sure it will. But it won't happen
overnight,
it took a while here. Now, part of the reason why it took a while here is I think it was right on the heels of one of the banking crisis or house crisis or one of those freaking fiscal dilemmas that we were in where things were kind of depressed. So it took a little longer. Hopefully it happens a little faster.
It's on an accelerated timeline, hopefully, down around RFK.
It'll be great.
Is there a non-negotiable for you with the stadium?
A deal breaker?
Yeah. Like that you just couldn't handle as part of a new stadium.
Hmm.
We're getting close to it with the tailgate thing. I really don't like it. But
you don't know how it's going to look. They might try and solve that.
I'm sure they will to an extent, but they're not going to be able to accommodate everyone.
They won't.
I'm disappointed just at the nature of the world. It's just going to be so expensive. But there's nothing I can do about that. What are you going to do?
Out of your control.
It's out of everyone's control. That's life.
You know what's a deal breaker for me that's in all the new stadiums? Is all the VIP lofts on the sideline. I know you got to pay for
it. Oh, they're going
to
have it.
Like an Allegiant Stadium, you got to pay $50,000 to go to a game to sit in those seats, and now every stadium has them. I just think it's an eyesore, and it doesn't enhance the experience for the majority of the people.
They try and get your money from every angle, because this year they added that tunnel deal.
Sure.
Where you could spend like to get a high five.
You think that's not going to be part
players.
Of the new?
Of course.
Of the new
of course
stadium?
It is.
I'm sure
it
will definitely be built in.
Yeah. That's how they're going to make their money back.
Built in costs.
You know, one thing I think that sucks about the dome is what I like in some stadiums is when they incorporate the city. Like RFK, you could see the Capitol back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you got a dome, you're not going to see anything. Like, it's nice when you can see the city landscape.
You see it when you're driving in. But even some of that is obstructed now with all of the
you might see it when you're walking around, like, the concourse. You might have some views that way.
Maybe, yeah.
Drab's right, though, because those seats, even though they make money, it brings in the wrong crowd. You're going for this nostalgia, the Hogs, you know, blue collar vibe, but you're going to end up getting a whining cheese crowd when you have $50,000 sideline seats.
I think that's inevitable with any new stadium, though.
I don't think the Vikings have that. The LA crowd has it. Miami Dolphins have it.
I can't speak to it. I would assume Minnesota has it.
A bunch of loser fan bases that get dominated.
I would assume Minnesota has it. If you say they don't, I guess I'll believe you, but I don't know why not.
They all have some sort of VIP area, of course, but I'm talking about those big sections in the end zone, right? Big carve out for the multimillionaires to have a club scene. I hate that.
It shouldn't be a place to be seen. It should be for nostalgic fans.
I hate that.
It ain't going to be that. Those days, that's a bygone era.
Maybe they figure out a section. Didn't Steve Ballmer in the Intuit Dome, which is listed as number two most expensive, build the wall?
Yeah, you're not allowed to wear opposing gear. You got to wear Clippers gear to go on the wall.
Uh-huh. I don't know if you say so.
And you stand up behind the basket. You're supposed to go nuts the whole time if you're sitting in the wall or standing in the wall.
We've reached a tipping point. We're beyond a tipping point. These things are so expensive. They're spending so much money that
he's got to make $2.5 billion.
They got to get their money back, and so the prices are going to have to be what they are. And there's only a certain percentage of people going to be able to enjoy it.
You want
to
accept the $2.5 billion? Isn't the NFL covering a lot of that from their stadium fund,
like a stadium credit? Sure,
yes. I don't doubt it. But at the end,
the money
of the
has to be made back.
The NFL, they're going to get their money back, and we're going to pay for it.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies, coming right back. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. It was a big, big sports weekend for D.C. Of course, Capitals now up 3-1. They lost on Friday, but they came back to win last night. So they get the dub.
Up 3-1.
Nats took 2 out of 3 against the Mets.
And by the way, let's close it out here on Wednesday. Let's not go back to the Bell.
Yeah, don't need to go back to Montreal.
Let's not go back to the Bell.
Who are we?
Deal all the psycho fans.
If the Caps could close this out, who are they likely to face?
Most likely Carolina, who's up 3-1 on Josh Harris's New Jersey Devils.
Yeah. And Carolina will be a handful.
Oh, that'll be tough. Division rival. That'll be a fun one.
Yeah.
So we talked some Caps. Of course, the Commanders made their second-round pick on Friday, their later-round picks on Saturday. We discussed that a little. We're going to get into that at 9 o'clock. Some of these draft grades from the so-called experts.
Yeah, they're clowns. I mean, it's just so annoying. I guess, whatever. We get into it. But
that's what they have to do.
I think having 5 picks might lower them in some people's eyes, and that might be fair.
But we're talking about the stadium. Hey, here's an out-of-the-box concept. So we all know that Jaden Daniels will get probably like a $70 million deal down the road.
Yeah, per year.
What if he negotiates, call it Jaden Daniels Stadium?
I'm sure that's going to happen.
He's not going to do that. He doesn't have that kind of ego. I don't think he has that kind of ego.
Yeah.
Now, Shador Sanders might.
Yeah, he's more of a team guy. team first guy.
I don't see Jaden doing that. No, I'm not too concerned. Didn't Adam Peters even say that after they selected Connerly, they had to wake up Jaden because Jaden was already in bed because he's a good boy? He keeps
getting
good
that
hours.
Rest. He needs that rest.
Right. Getting that rest.
Well, that was like 11:30, wasn't it?
It was late.
It was late,
but it wasn't like he was out partying.
No. Does he use an alarm clock or does his mommy wake him up?
Good question.
Might be his mom. Who knows?
And let's go to Brian in La Plata. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime
in. Though his mom was not present at the Caps game. But he was being boxed out by multiple quarterbacks like on both sides.
Yeah. So
mom wasn't there, as far as I know.
She might have been in a suite and escorted him out.
She might have been waiting in the parking lot. Like when I take my kids to a concert.
She wasn't there with Hartman and Mariota.
Yeah.
Like getting dropped off at the mall.
Right. Yeah, my wife, she'll take the kids to a concert and she'll sit in the car and wait for the concert to end.
Isn't that what Cakes did at Taylor Swift? He listened from the outside.
Yeah,
I sat on the sidewalk outside the link and I listened to hits for 1 hour and 20 minutes until my wife and daughter came out.
Brian, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, guys. So my biggest hope for the new stadium is I just hope they let it breathe and don't let it turn into the next Nats Park.
What's wrong with Nats Park?
There was a time when
Well, there was a time when I drive down 295 a lot of times with my kids, and they would love to look at the stadium and point it out. Mm-hmm. Now I got to slow down, and I almost got to put the view in between two high rises just so the kids can just kind of get a quick look at it. I just hope that they keep – stadiums should be treated like monuments, cathedrals, and should be able to admire it. I'm just hoping that they don't try and think so much about getting the money back that they're just putting, you know, high-rise Buffalo Wild Wings around it. Let's let it breathe.
All right. I will say this. My guys that I had down from Long Island, they think Nats Park's great.
They love
Nats Park. We love it, EB. We especially love these seats. Great.
I mean, it's a nice park. We got nice front experience.
Row. I was going to say, that's why they love it. They're in the front row.
We can't get front row at Citi Field.
No, but like, we were walking around the concourse and everything, and they're like, yeah, you know what? It's a pretty good stadium.
They probably had a great time at Circa pre-gaming.
What's up with this Ben's Chili Bowl? What's this all about? What's a half smoke?
They had that last time, not this time, but they had Ben's. They've experienced it all. But yeah, I think Nats Park's great. And I guess it was, when did they actually build Nats Park? About 2008 in that range?
I think it was
2007. I'll have to double check
that. Opened in 2008, pretty sure.
2008.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's already
17 years old.
I think it holds basic
math.
I think it holds up nicely. But I do understand what he says, but that's kind of what you want as a mayor and as probably even as a resident. You want to revitalize that area. And so you're going to have all that construction. So what's going to happen?
Yeah, it can't just sit there as an eyesore for the next 20 years. Something has to be done with the area.
Well, yeah, yeah.
If you live down there, I don't know if you're going to stay or if you're going to move out because construction will be a complete disaster for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe a lot of the people, remember we were talking about the residents that were not happy with it because it's kind of going to force them out. Maybe that's going to happen with some people, but it's going to be, it's going to be madhouse construction for 3 or 4 years. And but that's what you got to deal with.
Yeah. And it is going to add the congestion, et cetera, but it is, at the end of the day, going to revitalize the area.
Look, we've been in this Navy Yard area now for 7 or 8 years. There's been construction nonstop, really. It's actually slowed down a little bit. Like, the only high-rise left in this area is right next to Homewood Suites. There's that parking lot, and I don't know if they're ever going to build something there. But, I mean, we used to park across the street at a lot. We used to be able to see a McDonald's, see the Capitol building. We see nothing now. Well, we just see building.
One of the things my guys love the most about coming here is the bullpen. I can't believe they haven't built anything there yet. Yeah. And supposedly, they've had like 5 different owners that own that land.
Sure.
And I believe there are, again, plans to eventually build something right there.
They're just holding out for the best offer, I guess.
But it is also profitable. By the way, I didn't even realize all those times I've been there that they do have a TV in there. And like once the Caps start going in the playoffs, they'll have Caps viewing parties, you know?
Sure.
They don't just do baseball games.
You want as many events in there as you can.
Well, we did our event there.
Yep, correct. Let's go to Mark in Bethesda. Mark, what's up, buddy? You're over the Junkies.
Hey, fellas. I don't want to preface my comments too much, but just to say I grew up here and I have mixed feelings about this. Going into the district, mostly because I guess I can reserve my judgment until I hear how are they going to pay for this? Where is this money going to come from? How much money have they committed to Capital One Arena? I'm concerned about the district government's ability to fund this. And
I think they're committing about the same
ownership.
Amount, $500 million to each.
Yeah, $500 to $600 million.
Do they have the money?
Well, they're going to talk
to
the
money. They never have the money.
They're probably going to raise taxes. Yeah. Let's be real. That's how you raise money.
I understand.
It's going to come out of your pocket.
The District of Columbia has big financial problems, many of which you know about from their tax base. And I'm just concerned about it. That's all.
All right. Fair enough. Thank you, James. I appreciate it. Thank you for the call.
A lot of residents are. That's what we were just talking about.
To be clear, it's over $800 million the city is paying. $856 million. Yeah.
So $500 million or so for the Wizards and Caps and $850 for this one. Yep. Okay.
Again, at 11 o'clock, we're going to give you all the breaking news here on The Fan, but at 11 o'clock, there's a scheduled news conference, joint news conference with Josh Harris and Mayor Muriel Bowser.
So we will give you the latest on that. Coming up next, though, we're going to get back to the draft. Typically, when there's an NFL draft, we'd be talking all about it. We're going to break it down next and go through some of the grades from some of the so-called experts on what they think about Washington's draft haul.